Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services Exposed. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So what is Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services? Well, it's an LDAP-based directory service. So it's the same as what it is with Active Directory, except for we don't have domain controllers. We don't have to have DNS. We can have multiple instances of Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services on the same server. So it's Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services, LDAP, which is the Lightweight Directory Access Protocol. It's used for applications. It's more flexible than Active Directory Domain Services because it has multiple instances can be run on the same single server. So all we have to do is change the port number that we're associating with it. And we can use utilities like Active Directory Users Computers. We can also use ADSI Edit. We can also go in with LDP. Any of the different utilities that we can connect to an LDAP server, we can connect through Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. Now, one of the instances that we use it for, if you do anything with Exchange 2007 or with Exchange 2010, well, they use the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services to replace Atom because we have the Edge Transport Server. And the Edge Transport Server is out there in the DMZ. It's where the mail comes in the very beginning. Now, we don't want that server being connected to Active Directory because if it gets circumvented, then it's going to get into our security. So what we have is we have a hub transport with the edge transport, and we synchronize with, which is called edge synchronization. So this is an example of why we want to use, or one of the reasons, and what is Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. It also doesn't require a DNS infrastructure like we have with Active Directory Domain Services. And it can be modified to meet specific application requirements, such as where do we want it to actually be replicated. We can determine on which servers to replicate it and which ones not to. So let's take a look at some deployment scenarios. I talked about Exchange, web authentication. Say you have applications out there and you want to give them some type of directory service, maybe using synchronization with Active Directory Domain Services, or you just want it to be separated from Active Directory altogether. More secure logon for applications because you don't have to worry about, again, it's going to be out in the DMZ. We can put it out in the DMZ. We don't care if somebody circumvents that security or steals that server out there because it's not part of, it doesn't have all the secrets that we have within our domain controllers. Application configuration storage is another reason why we use LDS. An example, we could use LDS for some of our different applications out there, some of our utilities that we have. The directory for email applications, like I said, the Edge Transport Server, for example. So what are the different components of Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services? Well, it's a hierarchical file-based directory store. So it's not a GUI. It's actually, it's just text, really. And it's a single file-based. It's not a database like SQL Server, a relational database. This is a flat file database. So Active Directory Lightweight Services uses extensible storage engine for the file storage. So it's using the same thing as Access. LDAP Access is the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. So we're using the Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, which is LDAP, and we're going to do queries through LDAP to get the information out of Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. Now, store consists of three partition types. You have the configuration, which is the actual makeup of the actual, for the network infrastructure type of parts of it. Then we have the schema. The schema is the overall classes and attributes. Remember, the classes are the tables, the attributes are the fields. And then we have the application, which the application partition, this is where we can make a determination on where we want to actually have the LDS infrastructure replicated to, or decide on which servers that we want to have. So it's called an application partition. So the administration tools to working with the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services, we have the Services Wizard. And this creates a new instance of the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. See, when you're going to install it, it's actually a server role within Windows 2008 Server. So we're going to install the server role, and then after the server role is installed, then what we do is we actually create the new instances. And that's what we use with the Directory Services Wizard. And the instances will actually show up in our programs and features. So if we wanted to get rid of it, we can just uninstall that instance. It creates a new replica. We can also create a new replica of the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services instance. So that what that is to, so if instead of having all of our Lightweight Directory Services instances on the same server, we can put them on different servers to provide redundancy and a type of failover. Now, LDP creates the application partition instances, and we can use LDP to also modify data and view the data. That's lpd.exe. And we've used that before for instances where we want to reanimate deleted objects within an Active Directory. And then we have Atom Sync, which synchronizes to the instances of Active Directory domain services to the Lightweight Directory services. So we can have the same accounts and security objects in Lightweight Directory services if we want to. Because what we'll do is we will import the actual schema information for directory services into Lightweight Directory services. And then we have ADSI Edit, which allows you to be able to modify data, and you can also view the data. And that's one of our other utilities. Okay, the different tools that we do have for Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services includes DACLs. And that's Discretionary Access Control List. And remember, with DACLs or DSACLs, a DACL is a Discretionary Access Control List, which that's your guest list. If you're not on the guest list, you don't get in the party. Well, if you're not on the DACLs for Lightweight Directory Services, then it won't allow you to be able to have access to the resources. So you can view or set permissions. And then you have LDFD or CSVDE. Remember, LDFD allows us to be able to make modifications to our Active Directory site, such as creating objects and users. Well, what we can do is we can also modify the schema of Lightweight Directory Services and also use CSVDE. Now, LDFD will allow to be able to modify, delete, and so forth, while CSVDE will only be able to import and export the objects out of LDS. And then we have the Atom Schema Analyzer, and this migrates Active Directory Schema to Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. Well, it's also known as Atom. So this is a replacement for Atom. Now, how clients connect to Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services? Well, they're going to connect. You can use LDAP or LDAP-S. Well, LDAP-S means we're just putting SSL on our LDAP queries. And you must use the port numbers assigned to the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services instances. So when we create an Active Directory Lightweight Directory Service instance, it's going to have a port number that's associated with it. And so what we're going to do is when we're connecting, like through ADEP, we're just going to be localhost colon, and then whatever the port number that we associated with that instance. So if we had 51,000, that would be the instance that we'd be connecting to. Must be configured with IP address or the DNS name of the Active Directory Lightweight Directory server. So when we're looking at securing client connections to Active Directory Lightweight Directory services, the way we can do this, we can install a digital certificate on the server. And so what we're doing is actually we're implementing SSL. And then configure the clients to use LDAP S to connect to the server, which is going to be the SSL. So what is a Lightweight Directory Service instance? All it is running a copy of Lightweight Directory Services that contains its own communications interface and directory store. So it's going to be independent of any of the other ones. It's going to also have its own, each instance has its own copy of three partitions, which are going to be its own directory store also, and accesses by using the port number that was assigned during creation. So it's going to have its own three partitions, which are going to be the configuration partition, schema, and application. So it's going to have its own schema, its own set of classes and attributes, So each one can be different. And then we attack or connect to it using the port number. So if I say one of them is 51,000, the other one 52,000, another one 53,000, another one 54,000. If I want to get to the fourth one, I put colon 54,000. And that will take me into the actual LDS directory store. So the LDS schema, this is our overall skeleton. This is the the creation, or this is the heart of the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. And it defines the types of objects and data, that can be created. So it's the rules surrounding the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services instance, but it's the skeleton, because the schema is just giving us the different attributes or the classes. It doesn't actually give us any data. So it's stored in Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services instance by using object classes and attributes. So connecting to Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services, when we look at the, we'll be looking at the permissions, what are the default permissions, and what is the default access. So you got the administrators. The administrators and the configuration partition, the administrators that are assigned during the LDS setup is our default. And then the application partition, the administrators group from the configuration partition. And the default is full access to all the partitions. So the administrator has full access. Then we have the readers. Well, the readers, all they can do is take a look at things. So they don't have any permissions to the configuration partition or the application partition. But they do have read access to the partition, so they can look at the information. Then users have transitivity. All the Active Directory, Lightweight Directory Services users is the configuration partition. And then the same thing with the application partition, that the users that are created in the partition. And then the default access is none, because these are going to be the actual security principles that we have in the Lightweight Directory Services. And then the instances is the permissions. All instances, configuration partition, application partition, all instances. And the default access is none.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.